You're listening to
Cattails. You're listening to Cattails and I'm Cat. After the teardrop explodes finally did explode in 1983, Julian Cope continued to beguile audiences with his eccentricity to become a modern-day folk troubadour and eco-warrior author on ancient monuments. This interview is one from my vault of old analogue recordings from 2003. Sadly, only part of it has survived, but it still remains one of the most philosophical conversations I've had the pleasure of being part of. This is the one with Julian Cope.
You know, you're even get go so-and-so wrong, you must go to so-and-so. And they go, oh yes, don't bother going to so-and-so, because that isn't what they say. All right, well, what do they say? Oh, they say that it's prehistoric. The mere fact that they say it's prehistoric, and you're telling me in a very cantankerous way that it's not, I'd better just go, just in case. Because the answer is, if it ain't prehistoric, why did they make it now? Why did they make it in the 10th century AD? Now, there's also that element of, it might have only been used for 100 years, the way that it was intended to. And then a bunch of mine have come in and gone, do this. Wow, that's amazing. You know, we built this barrow over here, we've created this effect. It worries me sometimes that we live in such a static culture. You know, like we live in a house that's bright pink, that was built in 1800s. When we moved in, I got a video blue wall because I didn't want to do photos in London anymore. And so we just painted one of the walls video blue in the back. It's an old squash wall. And the authorities came around and said, you can't paint video blue here. That's like ridiculous. It's in the middle of nowhere. And I went, hold on. There are bright pink house here. Oh, yes, I know, but that's an acceptable party. That's culturally acceptable. And I said, yeah, but if you go to the west of Ireland, you'll get, like, really bright yellow houses, really bright blue houses, really bright pink houses. I said, if you go to Sweden, you'll actually get something even I find weird. You get bright orange houses, you know, and you'll get them next to, like, another bright orange house, which is a slightly different orange. And I'm going, whoa! And in the end, I just fought them on it, because I said, look, it's just got a real practical nature. And I tried to explain that, you know, it's so weird about, oh, you can't do that. And I just think, well, culture never used to be in a stasis.
Now, I was just going to, on that note, what really pisses you off in life, and obviously that's something that's drawn, you know, touched a nerve with you, what else really gets into your skin?
Because there's so many things.
Yeah, relate to that.
Yeah. I don't know, yeah, just the brutalising of, just culture is just so brutalising for people. For me, it's really hard because, you know, I have a really good life. So if I do stuff, you know, my publisher's in West London, and I drive into West London, and London's interesting. I'm going, whoa, I like London, what a cool looking place. I'm seeing it in a totally different light to everybody, so, you know, I can even drive inventively in traffic. There's people aren't in the position to drive inventively in traffic because they're beaten down by the traffic.
Yeah.
I'll be this guy who does that.
Yeah.
Death will be the portal. And once I crash through, I've got a horrible feeling that someone else. I'm not a great believer in reincarnation because I haven't had any evidence for it for myself, but I know there's lots of evidence for other people. But what I have for myself, I just figure, I don't honestly think that I get the information and the answer when I crash through the portal into the next world. Because I do think that it's,
And what would you want to be remembered for?
Being ubiquitous in Britain. I want people to know Cope was here. And it could be anywhere on the British Isles. I want people to stand on the hilltops and go, Cope is still here.
Yeah.
Just knowing. Do you know what I've worked out? The great thing is maybe being there, writing your notes there.
Yeah.
That's it. In fact, you don't even have to have a photo because in fact you've written it. Do you know what? With the online aquarium, it was 10 really detailed notebooks. And every one of them, I look back and I go, notes under a bush in a pissing rain. End of the Isle of Hugh. You're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even in 100 years, if nobody can remember me apart from like one, you know, that one can go, you know, well, whatever he thinks of me, it's like, well, at least he did. I can't believe they used to think that in those days.
Yes. Yeah.
You've been listening to Cattails. listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.